today. A man has been questioned in Clonmel over the fatal stabbing of another man in Carrick on Shore at the weekend. The incident happened late on Saturday night. The victim died in the early hours of this morning at University Hospital Waterford. Our South East correspondent Conor Kane joins us now to tell us more on this. Conor, what is known about this incident at the weekend?
Claire, this happened at about 11:30 on Saturday night in an apartment in Carrick on Shore, just overlooking the River Shore, in fact, in what's known as the Knocknagow apartment building. It's a building of about 17 or 18 apartments. And a few people had gathered in an apartment there on the fourth floor, and an incident developed and resulted in a man in his 40s, the man who was actually living in the apartment, sustaining a serious stab wound. Now, initially, it wasn't thought that his injury was life-threatening, and some people have actually said he was able to walk to the ambulance when the ambulance was called. But he was brought to the University Hospital Waterford in any event, and his condition deteriorated since Saturday night, and tragically, he died in the early hours of this morning. Now, the man who died is in his 40s, and he is originally from Eastern Europe but had been living in the Carrick on Shore area for some time.
Okay, and we know that a man is being questioned. Are there any further updates on the investigation, Conor?
Well, the Gardaí in Clonmel are leading the investigation, and they've set up an incident room there, and detectives arrested a man in his 40s who was also from Eastern Europe originally and was also living in Carrick but was not related to the victim of this incident, and they arrested him yesterday afternoon at about 2:55 in the Carrick area, and he was brought to Clonmel Garda station for questioning and has been held there ever since. Now, with rest periods and any periods for medical attention taken into consideration, he can be held until the early hours of tomorrow morning.
Conor Kane there, our South East correspondent.